Hi, I'm Rick Steves. It seems like just yesterday, but it's been an entire year now since Travel with Rick Steves debuted on our flagship affiliate, KUOW, in Seattle. It was quite a weekend, too. We debuted during the middle of the spring fun drive, and even though they hadn't heard a full show yet, KUOW listeners gave generously. We knew from the start that we were connecting with a listening audience curious about our world and eager to explore it. Also that weekend, thousands of miles away in Poland, our senior editor happened to arrive in the Pope's home city, Krakow, just hours before word got out that John Paul II had passed away. On April 2, 2005, Cameron Hewitt was researching to update our Eastern Europe guidebook. Cameron files this report on what that unforgettable night was like as the Pope's countrymen and women filled the streets of his hometown.
I always thought I understood how important Pope John Paul II was to the Polish people. But until I was in Krakow, Poland, on the night of his death, I never really got it. I'm Cameron Hewitt. "How are things going these days?" I asked as I checked into my Krakow hotel. "Pretty busy tonight," the manager said, "since the Pope isn't doing too well. As soon as he got sick, the international press called and booked up all our rooms." Only then did it dawn on me that I was in the Pope's adopted hometown, the town where he attended university and served as an archbishop, on the night he was supposed to take his final breath. As I walk into my room, I drop my backpack on the floor and turn on the TV. Every channel is covering the Pope's health. I switch to CNN. The reporter is standing in front of the archbishop's mansion in Krakow, just two blocks from my hotel. I put on my shoes and trudge up the street. As I approach the mansion, I see news trucks, then bright lights. And then, twinkling in the distance, I begin to make out thousands of votive candles. The white noise of a bustling Saturday night gradually fades out as I approach the mansion. A huge crowd fills the street. They're staring intently at the window over the door where the Pope stayed on visits to his hometown. During his most recent visit, in 2002, the people of Krakow suspected it might be his last. After the Pope went to bed, they filled the street and insistently called to him until he came to this window, so they could see him one more time. Tonight, a large black crucifix with a golden Jesus has been placed in the window, draped with a red cloth. A mass in the church across the street is being broadcast on loudspeakers outside, where 10,000 people stand attentively. The crowd is singing, and I get swept up in the haunting harmony. More a chant than a hymn, the same few phrases are repeated again and again. After a few rounds, I pick out the inspiring words, "Nie lękajcie się," have no fear. These are the words spoken so often by the Pope to his countrymen during the bleak communist days. Without John Paul II, or Karol Wojtyła, as the Poles still think of him, there might not have been a solidarity. There might not have been an end to communism. To the Poles, their Karol was both the greatest Polish person in history, and yet also like a member of the family. The music stops. The priest says something in Polish, and thousands of Poles all around me simultaneously drop to their knees. Eyes fill with tears. Women fish tissues out of their purses. A wave of sniffling washes over the crowd. In the distance, I hear someone wailing. And I understand, the Pope has died. We kneel in silence for several long minutes. Then the priest's voice begins on the loudspeaker, and the Poles around me begin to murmur. I guess from the cadence and the smattering of Polish words that I recognize that they're praying the Hail Mary, over and over and over again. I glance around me. There's not a dry eye anywhere. Teenagers and retirees kneel side by side, tears rolling down their cheeks. Boyfriends comfort their sobbing girlfriends. Big, tough guys with Lech Wałęsa mustaches weep openly. Over the sound of the praying, church bells begin to ring from every direction. Krakow, a city of churches, is paying its respects. But quickly, this private moment of mourning is over. The international press shows up, turning their cameras on the kneeling Poles, tiptoeing into the crowd to get the best shot. Nobody seems to notice. After several rounds of Hail Marys, everyone stands up. Music plays, and people around me start singing hymns. More cameramen arrive, weaving through the crowd, their cameras bobbing above everyone's heads. Eventually, I work my way through the crowd and head home. The roads are a traffic jam. Some people are leaving the Pope's window, while others are just arriving. Just up the street is Wawel Cathedral, Poland's most important church. Its bells toll mournfully through the cool Polish night.
Beati gli afflitti, perché saranno consolati. Beati i miti, perché erediteranno la terra. Beati quelli.